Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, and the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Christina Podnar. Christina with a K. The Power of Digital Policy is the book. Put a .com on the end of that, and you'll find her online. She's one of the top digital policy innovators on the planet. Christina, thanks again for being here. I want to move over and talk about something a little bit different. One of the things that people should be, I think now when we say this, they'll nod their head. Two, 3 years ago when I was talking about this, I think they were going, huh? And that is the shift from search, from local search, we talked about all that, to voice search. Voice, folks, you won't be going forward, and I'm a little bit of a Luddite about this, Christina, because I don't like the Alexa taking over our world, but voice search is the future, I'm afraid, and people are no longer going to even be carrying their magic wands around them. They're going to be encircled by Internet of Things that will pick up their voice and we'll give them what they want. And that's the future, and we're behind. What do you think?
We're already there, Jim. You know, we keep talking about this as something that's coming. We're already there. 53% of people out there today use voice search, and you won't be shocked, or maybe you will, that they use it mostly in context of local small business.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, you know what? We're at this point where, you know, within the next probably 12 months, we're going to see a jump in that search. And it's not for things like, tell me where to get my burrito. But it's people saying things like, hey, Google, find me a hairdresser near me and make me an appointment for 2:00 on next Wednesday.
Right. See, that's the
thing. Walking away.
You've got to be mobile ready for somebody who says to their phone, I want pepperoni pizza in Peoria. You got to be mobile ready for that. But the extension of that is, and pay for it with my PayPal account. And schedule it for 20 minutes
from
now. That's the hat trick, isn't it?
That is the hat trick. And we're living in an era where most small businesses are still not updating their Google business listing. So you, if you are a small business, you need to jump on this and understand what you need to get done right away in order to stay competitive in this new voice search, voice activation, voice assistant space.
The way it will go, folks, if not already, any minute now, somebody will be able to say whatever. They'll light up whatever IoT they've got, whichever system they use or whatever, and they'll say, hey, I want to buy Christina Podnar's book and have it sent to my home and use PayPal. And that's it. And bada bing, bada bam, 3 days later it shows up. Right? I mean, that's where we are.
Right.
The capability is already there if everybody isn't offering that. But when I said we're behind, small businesses, the sector is behind conceptually, let alone practically, technically.
Exactly. And I think what's interesting, Jim, is that we're not talking about things, or, you know, we're not talking about having to do things yet that are super sophisticated, right? So when I think about small businesses being behind and the fact that people are getting into voice search, the really, really easy things you should be doing already and have done, like we shouldn't even be talking about this today, but like I said, making sure that your business listing is up to date, making sure that you've claimed it. Most businesses have not claimed it for themselves. Mm-hmm. It needs to be accurate. It needs to be complete. Some of these basic hygiene things need to be done, because without that, you're not even going to show up in any voice search result, which is really scary, right? Mm-hmm. People are going to gloss over you, and that next pizza is going to be sold to the guy next door, not to you. And that's critical.
Well, it is. It really is. And I have to say, though, Christine, I've got to stick my Luddite comment in here. And this is a big part of what my last book, The Third Ingredient, was about. It does bother me. And I just got to throw this cautionary tale out there. It does bother me that there are big tech companies with devices in your hand or in your home or car that are listening to you, ready to respond and to serve your every need. But they can't do that if they're not always listening to you. So let's use this stuff. Mm-hmm. Let's use these tools. Let's just at least be aware that as handy as it is, they're always listening. What do you think, Christina?
I think it's really critical. I'll tell you, Jim, we have three devices in my home. We have the Apple device, the Google device, and we have the Alexa device. None of them are in high traffic areas. None of them are in areas where guests are exposed to automated listening. Yeah. We're very cautious. So we need to be smart, right? And from a business perspective, you need to make sure not only are you helping and meeting and building that trust relationship with your customers, you need to make sure that you're also educating them about how that listening is helping them, what that really means, and meeting them on the other side of that. Like one of the things that always blows my mind is that, you know, something like 75% of these devices aren't properly secured, whether they're in the business or
that's
in
right.
the home.
That's right.
So
yeah.
People need to be aware of this, and you need to be able to understand those habits and translate those into your own business use. But personal awareness and activity and choosing the right personal policy and stance for yourself right. and your friends and those around you is critical.
Well, that's exactly right. And folks, whether you agree with me or not about some of this stuff, your customers, you shouldn't care. If it's what your customers want, that's what you've got to do. And by the way, Christina, I'm not going to do it until I have to. I get to the point where I have to say, Alexa, I've fallen and I can't get up. Help me. Until then, I'm going to be okay. The Power of Digital Policy is the book. Put a .com on the end of that. You'll find Christina. Christina, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.